to whom shall we go? The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until it is all accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O in the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. Jesus says today some very strange words. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Really? Is that really who we think we are? Is that really who Jesus says that we are? If you remember back at Christmas time, we heard the prophet Isaiah say, "The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light." And it was all about Jesus. Simeon would even say that this light was given to the Gentiles. But now Jesus today says that we are salt and we are light. Really? Are we really up to this? Maybe you feel the same way. Jesus spoke these first words to the 12, the first generation of Christians, as he was preparing for them to go out. But now he says it also to you. Maybe you haven't been a Christian that long. Maybe you've been a Christian going on for 80 or 90 years. Maybe you don't think you know that much about the Bible. Maybe you don't even know how to follow the service. Maybe you're still wondering whether or not you even really believe in Jesus. But now Jesus says today, you are salt and you are light. You, who probably are like me, have a hard time being salt and light, even with my own family and those around me. So Jesus says, you're the salt of the earth. You're now the light of the world. That's not me, I would say. But Jesus says it is. And notice that these words today are not commands. Just like last Sunday with the Beatitudes, where he said, "Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are the peacemakers." It was never a thing of, "You will be blessed if you do this. You will be blessed if you do this." Jesus says today, "You are salt and you are light." He is not giving you more chores to do as a Christian. Jesus is not saying that you have to, you must be, or you should be this, so get out there and work and be more salty with people, which kind of sounds strange, or be light with people. No, he says you are. You are salt. You are light. This is who you are as baptized Christians. This is what your Savior has done and gives to you. This is what your Savior Jesus has worked in you and made you by His grace. As Christians baptized into Christ and recipients of His Holy Spirit, Jesus says today, you are salt and you are light. You are His salt and you are His light in a rotten and a dark world. Salt is given to preserve things, to flavor things, to make things better. Light is given so that you can see where it is that you're meant to go in the middle of darkness. And so Jesus says today that as you go out with Him in you, as you go out with communion in Christ, you are salt and you are light. And so that means that if you do the same job and live in the same neighborhood as an unbeliever does, you don't look at things the same way that they do. You don't even act as a non-Christian does, even if you're doing the same thing. Jesus calls you out in life today and says, you are salt and you are light. You are not normal human beings with the way of the unbelieving world. You are not a normal neighbor to those who live in your neighborhood, but you are now a remarkable neighbor. Doesn't mean that you're better, doesn't mean that you do greater things than them, but that you look at everything in a different light and a different way of living. You aren't called to be just a run-of-the-mill employee, but an employee who has the vocation given by God and the knowledge that God is working in, with, and behind you in every step of your work that He has called you to be. Because He says you are salt and you are light. He has called you. And in Him, as we say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But still, it sounds like a very tall order, doesn't it? You may be thinking, I'm just an old man, I'm an old lady, or I'm just a kid, I'm just a blue-collar worker, I don't have any grill status and influence with people, I'm retired. Before the sun comes up and before it goes down, I really don't feel like I have a lot of purpose in life. Or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you're just trying to figure out still what to do with your life. But Jesus says today, no matter what, you are salt and you are light. No matter where He has placed you. And I think from our epistle reading today, Paul can help clarify this a little bit when he went to the city of Corinth. Remember how he described himself and what we heard just a few moments ago. He said that he came not with lofty speech or wisdom. He came in weakness, with fear and with trembling. His speech and his message were not glossy and persuasive. Sounds like you and me. Sounds like maybe the 12 disciples who were rotten tax collectors and fishermen. But therefore he said, Paul, I resolved to know nothing more than Christ Jesus and Him crucified, which means that everything that Paul did, everything that he said, everywhere he went and every way that he lived was just that, focused solely on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, when Paul says that he wants to know nothing more than Jesus and Himself crucified, this isn't simply head knowledge. It's a lot more than that. It is about being in communion with Christ. It's not how much you know about the Bible or how many passages you can quote. It is being in that union with God that He establishes with you and keeps you in. A communion, a different way of life. And so that we can say now that we wish to know Jesus and Him crucified. Jesus born again in us each and every day. It is Jesus and Him crucified to grow in you. Jesus and Him crucified to live in you. A life of Jesus and His crucifixion, His resurrection, all given to you in your baptism, sustained in the words you heard a few moments ago from the baptismal font where He said, I forgive you all of your sins, and strengthened and nourished at this altar where you receive Jesus in communion, where He becomes one with you as He gives you His body and blood. You in Jesus, and Jesus in you. Jesus, the salt and the light, making you now salt and light to a dark and rotting world. And that's exactly why the Son of God resolved to be the crucified one for you and for me. To go down into the graves that we have dug for ourselves in our sin and to pull us up out of the muck and the mire, to raise us up with him to new life, a new life no longer defined by what we're not or what we lack, a new life no longer defined by a Lord who looks at you and says, you better do this or you better do that, but a new life with a Lord who looks at you and says, this is what you are now and what you've been given. You are the children of God, in the Son of God, and given his life, a life that will never end. And so, yes, no matter where you are at in your stages of life, you are now salt in a rotten world. Let me tell you, it's pretty rotten right now. You are light in a darkened world. And I will reiterate, it's pretty dark as well. And again, this is not what you have to be, must be, or struggle and strive to be, or should be. It is not a new law for you to fulfill or to achieve. It is what you are in Christ. So be who you are. All you say, all you do, all you live, let it be Jesus Christ and him crucified. And this doesn't mean that you go around beating up people with the Bible. It's not what Jesus did. Yes, he spoke a law. He spoke the truth. But it was always in compassion, always given to save, always, always, always with an eye pointed to forgiveness. The forgiveness that he won by his own death and resurrection. All of that which he gives to you. And so now you, this day, you are salt and you are light. As you go out in salt, you flavor the lives of others around you by showing mercy and love, and you preserve the Christian faith in all that you do and confess before others. And as you go out as light, Jesus says, let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and not glorify you, but your Father who is in heaven. You see, light doesn't shine because it has to, because light does what it does. It shines in every crook and cranny of the darkness. And as you go out with Christ in you and you in Christ, you will light up the lives of others around you. And so you are who you are because Jesus is who he is. This is all gift today. And when you and I succumb to the temptations of not being salt and light, when we fall into the temptations of sin and the devil, we will do it, we certainly will. Jesus and his cross and his resurrection will always be there for you to raise and to restore you in the forgiveness of your sins, to salt you with his word and his spirit, to illumine you with the light of his truth, and to strengthen you with his very body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. You are salt. You are light. In Jesus and him crucified, you have a hope. You have a future. People loved by God in this world, but not of this world. You are people loved by God wherever Jesus has placed you in this life and in this world, giving you his living, breathing gospel to be his gifts to others around you. To be salt, to be light, to be hope, to be mercy, and to be love. To speak forgiveness and to show mercy to others when no one else in this rotten and dark world will. To be who you are, a child of God, and to live the life that you've been given, a life that will never end. And so, yeah, I'm going to say it one more time. You are salt. You are light. Because Jesus is salt and Jesus is light. And in Christ, you can and you will make a difference for the life of the world, even when you least expect it. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen.